Interesting new research into whether central government should hand over more power to local government. Local government, of course, have been wanting it for years. Central government has been largely resistant, unless, of course, it comes to controversial things like the Easter trading laws. And it seems we are largely split. Now, the New Zealand Initiative helped carry out this research. Its executive director, Oliver Hartwich, is with us. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So the numbers are fascinating for me. Local services more responsive to locals, 54%. Local government more accountable to locals, 53%. Local people make better local decisions based on local needs, 52%. Now, although a majority, hardly convincing, I would have thought.
Well, I think it is certainly encouraging, because when we started the campaign 7 years ago, my impression was that local government was definitely not popular at all among New Zealanders. So I think we're seeing a movement towards a greater acceptance of localism, and it's probably driven also by the failure of some really highly politicized central programs. Think of KiwiBuild, think of previously NovoPay. I think New Zealanders are realizing that bigger doesn't always mean better, and that's why they are probably trusting their local councils and local communities more to come up with better decisions.
Well, unless you're in Wellington, you suddenly voted yesterday for $112 million to renovate the town hall with the cost button out, and that's the problem you get with locals as well, isn't it?
And it's true. Local government is by far not perfect, no doubt about that. But I think it is always better to bring decisions closer to the people involved and let them have their say, rather than to remove decisions to anonymous central government bureaucracies. I think we really need to align incentives again. We need to make sure that when it comes to local decisions, local people make the decisions and they also pay for the consequences. And local government, I think, needs a completely different set of taxes, for example, to actually be encouraged to make the right decisions. Just imagine what local government would do if it could keep some of the proceeds of business investment rather than having that all disappear to Wellington. I think we would probably see a completely different mindset in our local councils.
What do you reckon about that? You can text us, Oliver. Appreciate your time, as always, Oliver Hartwich. The counter-argument to that is DHBs, very local, and I think most of us concluded that the local is a disaster and your cancer treatment depends on where you live in the country. That's local. Do you want more of that or do you want less of that? Do you want a more nationalised, centralised? Then you go to education. Most of us have decided that centralised education doesn't work and the government wants to do more of it. Government's going to take away the power of local boards. We like the power of local boards, so do we like local or do we like central? I guess it depends on what you're talking about. 7:20.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saved.